Hello, this is the Business Today Daily News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories for today. It will be a day of protests in the country as several trade unions, bank employee unions, farmers' bodies and teachers' associations are taking part in a two-day nationwide strike against the Narendra Modi government. Transport, banking, education, health, steel, electricity, insurance, and other services may be affected as these trade unions, comprising over 20 crore workers, will join the two-day Bharat Bandh. In a surprise move, World Bank President Jim Yong Kim on Monday announced that he will step down from his position on February 1st, much before the end of his term in 2022. 58-year-old Kim has been in this position for over 6 years now. Kristalina Georgieva, World Bank CEO, will assume the role of interim president effective February 1st. Bandhan Bank Limited will buy mortgage provider Greh Finance Limited in a share swap deal to build up its housing loan portfolio, the company said. The deal will also help Bandhan Bank's main shareholder, Bandhan Financial Holdings Limited, reduce its stake in the lender to just above 60%, local media reported yesterday. National carrier Air India has defaulted on salary payments for the second consecutive month, missing the December payday amid liquidity crunch. Air India had failed to pay to its over 20,000 employees on time for most of the months last year. Like other public sector enterprises, the airline is supposed to pay the salaries on the last day of the month. Markets regulator SEBI yesterday imposed a fine of Rs 10 lakh on Jaipur-based PRM Power and Projects for fraudulent trade by creating artificial volume in illiquid stock options on the BSE. In April 2018, SEBI announced to take action in a phased manner against 14,720 entities for non-genuine trades through the illiquid stock options segment. Reliance Jio yesterday launched an app with family locator, lost and found features and other customized services for the world's largest congregation, Kumbh Mela, to be held between January 15 and March 4 in Allahabad. The app Kumbh Jio Phone can be accessed from Jio Store, which will have family locator feature to help attendees stay close to their family and friends by getting their exact location and Khoya Paya feature to help them reunite. US electric car maker Tesla CEO Elon Musk laid the foundation of a $7 billion plant in Shanghai, becoming the first company to benefit from a new Chinese policy of allowing foreign vehicle manufacturers to set up wholly owned subsidiaries in the nation. The plant, which is Tesla's first outside the US, is located at Lingang, a high-end manufacturing park in the southeast harbor of Shanghai. It has an annual production capacity of 500,000 electric cars. And on that note, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Do tune in tomorrow for more business news.